Welcome to the Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. I'm your host, Marcus Mackey. Joining us today is Adair and Guthrie County Emergency Management Coordinator, Bob Kempf.
All right, Bob. So severe weather week is coming up here the last week of March. First day on Monday, that's severe thunderstorm safety. Can you go a little more in depth on that?
You know, this probably the biggest thing we're susceptible to with our spring and summer weather is the severe thunderstorms. Basically, those can come with basically two types of warnings. You usually start off with a severe thunderstorm watch, which is basically saying that, you know, there's the possibility of that happening in that area. And they're usually over a large area, several counties, sometimes even states and things like that. They're usually issued, you know, earlier in the day, a lot of times in the morning for what might be affecting us that afternoon or that evening. And it's just to give us that awareness that we need to start to be prepared and have an idea of what we might be doing during our activities later in that day. And then, of course, if it is followed up by a severe thunderstorm warning, that means that that type of weather is imminent for our area, because that's put out for a much smaller area and usually put out to where the what the track of that storm is going to be. And of course, as we know, with the severe thunderstorm, we're looking at hail of over an inch in size and very high winds over the 70 mile an hour range with those storms that could affect us in numerous ways, let alone the possibility of it coming with tornadoes. So the safety aspect is being ready, monitoring your media outlets, making sure that you have the alerts on your phone turned on to where you can hear them if you're going to be out and be busy traveling, things like that. And whether you're at home, at work, at school, what is your plan? What is your plan if you might get caught outside? So it's all about the thunderstorm safety on Monday.
All right. And then on Tuesday, it's receiving warning information. So just kind of a way for people to make sure they know how they can get that information and know what's going on when there is severe weather, right?
Yeah, and having numerous ways of receiving that information, just like we talked about Monday, you know, making sure is your NOAA, if you have a NOAA weather radio in the home or in the business, are the batteries good, things like that. In case the power goes out, those all have a battery backup in them, so making sure that's good to go. Of course, we recommend that everybody sign up for the Alert Iowa app through Smart 911, and you can get to that through our Facebook page, through the county websites, things like that, so that you can get those alerts on your phone via email, via text message, however it is that you choose to receive those, which gives you another redundant way to receive those messages in case one of your ways fails on that particular day. And then, of course, making sure that you're staying tuned to local media such as KKRF so that you know what the latest is right at that moment, because we'll have storm spotters out there. These storms that come through can be indicated by radar, and then we usually send spotters out to find out exactly what is happening, and we try to provide information to the radio station of up to the minute kind of stuff of what is actually going on.
All right. And then on Wednesday is tornadoes. That's the day for severe weather week there, but there's also going to be a statewide tornado drill as well. What can you tell us about tornadoes and how severe those can be?
Well, tornadoes, of course, is the most devastating part. It doesn't happen near as often, thank goodness, that we have those affect us here locally. We did have some that affected us there last year. We had the ones back in December of 21 that came through our actual counties and KKRF's listening area, both in Greene County and Guthrie County. And then last year in March, we had the ones that affected over around Winterset in Madison County, which is real close to us. But that is the thing. They can happen any time of year. They can happen day or night, just when the atmosphere is right. And you've got the chance of, you know, uprooting trees, damage to structures, hurling any kind of object, cars, furniture, things of that nature. So we want to be prepared. And the watches and the warnings work kind of the same way. You know, they're just like the severe thunderstorms. The watches are put out early over a larger area, saying that the potential for that weather is coming to your area. And then as time gets closer, then we get the warnings that say, you know, there's an imminent danger that a tornado has been spotted on the ground, possibly, or it's radar indicated with the rotation and it's coming to your area and that you need to be prepared. The good thing about that day is, you know, we have the chance to practice. Whether you're in school, at work, at home, there'll be at 10 a.m., there'll be a practice tornado warning. Our cities will be testing their sirens to make sure that they work and any of their equipment that they might use and things like that. So with the test of those sirens going on, it gives us that good time to practice what our safety procedures would be. In case the weather happens to be bad on the 29th of March, they would move the tornado drill and test to Thursday at 10.
That was today's Hometown Foods Let's Talk Guthrie County. Discover today the many advantages of shopping with your hometown team. Hometown Foods in Guthrie Center, Panora, and Stewart. If you missed any of today's program, you can find a recording of it online at raccoonvalleyradio.com under the podcast tab.